Welcome to episode 38 of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into strategies inspired by ancient wisdom and modern principles to fuel unstoppable growth. Today, we're focusing on a leadership quality that has stood the test of time, proving just as vital in ancient Stoic philosophy as it is in today's fast-paced and ever-evolving world of business and leadership. Our topic? Leadership through empathy. The art of truly understanding others to build stronger teams, foster collaboration, and create meaningful, lasting connections. Empathy in leadership isn't about simply being nice or accommodating. It's about actively engaging with the perspectives, emotions, and challenges of others. It's a skill that lies at the intersection of emotional intelligence, strategic thinking, and personal strength. When leaders practice empathy thoughtfully and consistently, they create an environment of trust, nurture open communication, and inspire loyalty and innovation within their teams. But empathy also requires courage. It's about addressing tough situations with compassion and clarity, understanding what drives your team members and helping them reach their fullest potential. It's about balancing accountability with support and ensuring everyone feels valued and heard. If you're ready to explore how empathy can elevate your leadership game, enhance team dynamics, and unlock unparalleled growth for your organization, you won't want to miss this episode. Let's dive in. What is empathetic leadership? Empathy in leadership is about truly understanding your team, not just their tasks and outputs, but their perspectives, feelings, and motivations. It's about taking the time to step into their shoes, seeing the world from their point of view, and asking yourself, what do they need to succeed? What challenges are they facing? Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese military strategist, once advised great leaders to know their soldiers as they know themselves. While he spoke of armies, this timeless wisdom applies directly to organizations and teams today. Leadership is not just about achieving goals or hitting targets. It's also about fostering a culture where people feel valued and understood. When leaders take the time to listen, observe, and connect with their team members on a deeper level, they gain powerful insights into what truly drives performance, motivation, and morale. However, empathy doesn't equate to weakness. It's not about lowering standards, avoiding tough conversations, or prioritizing feelings over results. Instead, empathetic leadership strikes a balance. It's about pairing accountability with care. Strong leaders can set high expectations while still showing compassion. They can give constructive feedback while recognizing the unique circumstances and challenges their team members might be facing. Empathy in leadership builds trust, loyalty, and collaboration. It fosters an environment where people feel safe to communicate openly, innovate freely, and bring their best selves to work. In today's world, where workplace culture is more important than ever, empathetic leadership is not just a nice-to-have trait, it's a critical component of successful and sustainable organizations. Benefits of empathetic leadership. When leaders embody empathy, the ripple effects are truly transformative, impacting not just the team but the entire organization. Empathy isn't just a soft skill, it's a powerful tool for fostering connection, collaboration, and trust. By prioritizing empathy, leaders create an environment where individuals feel seen, supported, and motivated to contribute their best. Here's what empathetic leadership creates for your team. Trust. When your team feels genuinely heard and understood, trust flourishes. Employees are more likely to share concerns, innovative ideas, and constructive feedback openly, knowing they won't be disregarded or judged. This open environment reduces workplace tension, fosters psychological safety, and creates stronger, more cohesive relationships among team members. Over time, this trust becomes the foundation of a resilient and high-performing team that can navigate challenges together. Clearer communication. Everyone communicates differently, and empathetic leaders take the time to understand these unique styles. By tailoring their communication approach, they ensure their messages resonate with every individual, avoiding misunderstandings and fostering alignment toward common goals. This understanding can lead to fewer conflicts, enhanced clarity in task assignments, and stronger collaboration across diverse team dynamics. Leaders who actively listen and adapt their communication style also demonstrate their willingness to invest in the success of each team member. Improved morale. Showing genuine care for your team's well-being lifts spirits and demonstrates that every individual matters. Acts of empathy, whether checking in on someone's workload, acknowledging personal challenges, or celebrating achievements, create a positive, supportive work environment where people feel valued. Over time, this sense of value and care cultivates loyalty and reduces burnout, enabling employees to feel inspired and energized to contribute their best effort. A happy team is more likely to innovate and collaborate effectively, forming the backbone of a thriving organization. Productivity boost. A supported and motivated team delivers their best work. Empathy drives engagement and helps employees feel connected to their purpose, making them more willing to go the extra mile when needed. When people feel understood and appreciated, they naturally bring passion and energy to their responsibilities. Empathetic leaders create an environment where employees feel empowered to take ownership of their roles, leading to higher productivity and better results. Moreover, this sense of purpose and connection can inspire creative problem-solving and innovation, crucial for any organization's success. Empathy is more than a leadership technique. It's a mindset that fosters deep understanding and connection. The Stoics believed in prioritizing harmony in relationships to produce lasting results. Empathy is that very bridge to harmony, transforming teams, improving outcomes, and leaving a lasting impact on organizational culture. As leaders embrace empathy, they don't just guide their teams, they empower them to thrive. The result is a workplace that is not only productive, but also deeply human, where individuals feel motivated, connected, and truly valued for who they are. How to practice empathetic leadership. Now, the big question is, how do you incorporate empathetic leadership into your daily practices? Empathy may seem like a soft skill, but it's a powerful tool for building trust, engagement, and resilience in your team. Here are some simple yet impactful steps to start. Practice active listening. When someone on your team speaks, listen, not just with your ears, but with your full attention. Active listening means putting aside distractions, making eye contact, and truly focusing on their words and emotions. Avoid interrupting or jumping to conclusions. Instead, reflect back on what you've heard, paraphrase their points, and ask clarifying questions. This shows you value their perspective and are committed to understanding them fully. Adapt your leadership to the individual. Not everyone responds to the same management style, which is why it's essential to get to know your team members on an individual level. Take time to understand their unique strengths, motivations, and preferences. Are they more independent or team-oriented? Do they thrive on frequent feedback or prefer more autonomy? By tailoring your approach, you can help each person perform at their best and feel appreciated for their individuality. Lead with vulnerability. Leadership isn't about projecting perfection. It's about being real. Showing vulnerability by admitting your own mistakes or challenges fosters a culture of trust and respect. For example, I once made a decision that negatively impacted my team's workflow. Instead of deflecting blame or staying silent, I took full accountability, apologized sincerely, and invited them to help me find a better solution. That moment not only strengthened our team bond, but also encouraged them to be open about their own challenges. Vulnerability demonstrates that it's okay to be human and that growth is a shared journey. Offer support, not just solutions. When a team member is struggling, it's natural to want to step in and fix the problem right away, but sometimes that's not what they need. Instead, focus on offering support that empowers them to take ownership of their challenges. Ask open-ended questions like, "How can I best support you?" or "What do you think would help in this situation?" This approach not only helps them build confidence, but also reinforces mutual trust. Encourage work-life balance. Empathetic leadership also means looking out for your team's well-being beyond the office. Watch for signs of burnout, chronic stress, or fatigue. Sometimes, showing empathy is as simple as encouraging someone to log off early, decline that extra meeting, or take a mental health day. Remind your team that their health and happiness matter, and lead by example by prioritizing your own balance, too. Create opportunities for connection. Empathy shouldn't stop at one-on-one relationships. It should extend to the entire team. Fostering a culture of connection and understanding can uplift everyone. A few months ago, I noticed my team seemed drained and disengaged. Rather than pushing harder, we paused and organized a day dedicated to team-building activities focused on relaxation and fun. From sharing personal stories to unwinding over a casual meal, these moments of connection recharged the team's energy, creativity, and productivity. Small gestures like these can create a ripple effect of empathy and positivity across the entire workplace. Empathetic leadership takes practice, but it's well worth the effort. It's not about being perfect, but about showing up for your team, understanding their needs, adapting your approach, and creating an environment where everyone feels valued. Start with these small steps, and you'll see the big impact empathy can have on your team and your own leadership journey. Real-life examples. Examples of empathetic leadership. Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi's leadership was deeply rooted in empathy and nonviolence. He understood the struggles of the Indian population under colonial rule, often aligning himself with the poorest and most marginalized members of society. Gandhi listened to people's needs and suffered alongside them, exemplified by his fasting as a form of protest and unity. His empathetic approach allowed him to inspire millions, foster change through peaceful resistance, and ultimately lead India toward independence. Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln is often regarded as one of the most empathetic leaders in history. During the American Civil War, he empathized with both the Union and the Confederacy, focusing on rebuilding a divided nation rather than punishing the South. His speeches, like the Gettysburg Address, reflected a deep understanding of the human cost of war while calling for unity and reconciliation. Lincoln's empathy helped him gain trust and respect from a fractured nation, making him a symbol of strong and compassionate leadership. Jacinda Ardern. The former Prime Minister of New Zealand is widely celebrated for her empathetic leadership during crises such as the Christchurch mosque shootings and the COVID-19 pandemic. Ardern's ability to openly express compassion and understanding, such as wearing a hijab in solidarity with the Muslim community after the attacks, demonstrated her commitment to inclusivity. Her empathetic leadership created a sense of trust and unity among New Zealanders, earning her global admiration. Satya Nadella. As the CEO of Microsoft, Nadella has championed a culture of empathy within a tech giant often perceived as competitive and high pressure. He transformed the company's workplace culture by prioritizing emotional intelligence, fostering collaboration, and encouraging lifelong learning. Nadella's personal experiences, including raising a child with disabilities, shaped his understanding of empathy and inclusion. Under his leadership, Microsoft has experienced not only a cultural shift, but also a resurgence in innovation and market success. Mother Teresa. Though not a political or corporate leader, Mother Teresa's work with the sick and the destitute is a profound example of empathetic leadership in action. She dedicated her life to serving those in need, forming the Missionaries of Charity to address suffering and poverty. Her empathy transformed her into an icon of humanity, demonstrating the power of compassion to mobilize resources and inspire action on a global scale. Barack Obama. During his presidency, Obama consistently showcased empathy, especially in his responses to national tragedies. His heartfelt speeches after events such as the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School reflected his genuine concern for victims and their families. By addressing the emotional struggles of the public, he was able to foster a sense of unity and healing, emphasizing the importance of understanding and compassion in leadership. Through these examples, it becomes evident that empathy is not a weakness, but a profound strength in leadership. It builds trust, fosters loyalty, and creates environments where individuals and teams are empowered to thrive. Whether in historical moments of change or modern times of uncertainty, empathetic leaders have demonstrated that compassion can lead to truly transformative success. Empathetic leadership may seem like a soft skill, but in reality, it's a superpower that strengthens teams, relationships, and organizations. It's not just about being kind. It's about truly understanding the people you lead and creating an environment where everyone feels valued and supported. The Stoic philosophers and great leaders throughout history remind us that true strength lies in understanding others, not overpowering them. Here are some key points to keep in mind as you build your empathetic leadership skills. Empathy builds trust and fosters open communication. When your team feels heard and understood, they're more likely to share ideas, voice concerns, and collaborate effectively. Understanding your team's needs is an investment in higher morale and productivity. When you take the time to learn what motivates and challenges your team members, you're better equipped to support them in a way that helps them thrive. Adapting your leadership style to individuals and situations is key. Every team member is unique, and leading with empathy means recognizing those differences and adjusting your approach to suit their needs. Empathy doesn't mean weakness. It's about accountability with care. Strong leaders know how to balance holding people accountable while showing understanding and compassion. Empathetic leadership isn't just about creating better teams. It creates better leaders. When you lead with empathy, you inspire loyalty, foster innovation, and build a culture of mutual respect and trust. It's a ripple effect that lifts everyone involved. If you're ready to take the next step in becoming an empathetic leader, I encourage you to reflect on how you can implement these small but powerful changes in your leadership style today. Think about how you listen to your team, how you respond to challenges, and how you can create a space where everyone feels valued. Start small. Sometimes a simple act of understanding can make all the difference. This has been episode 38 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Thank you for joining me on this journey to unstoppable growth. Remember, leadership isn't about standing above others. It's about standing alongside them, lifting them up, and helping them reach their full potential. See you next time, and keep leading with empathy.